Altogether, from 2013 to 2022, in 9 years of French involvement in the war in Mali, altogether 59 French soldiers were killed, while the terrorists and the insurgent activities were more or less under control. So this means that alone in this battle, the Russians have lost more soldiers without a success than the French in 9 years. Obviously, there is a lack of efficiency of the Russian mercenary operation. This is probably due to a lack of rapidly available air support in the case of an emergency, a lack of helicopters to transport reserves, and of an efficient quick reaction force, and especially a lack of in-depth intelligence. It was already known before that the Russian mercenaries do not have the sophisticated intelligence assets that the French and the Americans have on hand. But it seems to be there is also a lack of operation planning capabilities and tactical leadership on side of the Russians. The aim of this Russian Mali operation was to take control of the border town Dinzaouten and to cut off the rebels' supply routes from Algeria far in the hinterland. And after this disaster, it can be assumed that the Russians and the Mali government will operate much more carefully in the future.
But even before the latest death toll claimed by the Tuareg-led separatists, the losses appear to be Wagner's heaviest defeat since its step in 2 years ago to help Mali's military authorities fight groups that have been waging insurgencies since 2012. What does that mean for the Russian mercenaries in Mali and elsewhere in Africa?
This is a very important development. Actually, it's a serious blow, a very serious blow to the reputation of the Russian mercenaries and the morale, as well as to the morale of the local allies. In a region where reputation and perceptions of capabilities are very important for fighting and succeeding in a war, and especially for getting the trust of the locals, this is really a tremendous negative propaganda for the Russians. Furthermore, also back home in Russia, it might now also be much more difficult to recruit new mercenaries for the fight in Africa. Certainly, many young men are scared of falling alive in the hands of the rebels of the Tuareg in Mali or elsewhere in the Sahel zone, knowing that the leadership can't do much to free them. And probably most important is that this will undermine the trust of the various military regimes in the region, not only in Mali, but also in Niger, in Burkina Faso, and further on, into the capabilities of the Russians. So this might have a really long-term impact. In Mali particularly, the government and the Russians will need to rethink their strategy against the various terrorist and insurgent groups, especially with regard to their goal of regaining control of the north.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov had spoken with Malian counterpart and expressed Russia's firm intention to continue rendering the necessary support. Ukraine has emerged as a key player in the conflict between Malian military, Russian mercenaries, and the Tuareg rebels because a senior Ukrainian intelligence official recently claimed that Ukraine provided crucial intelligence to the rebels, leading to a military operation that killed Malian soldiers and Russian mercenaries. Your thoughts on that?
Keeping the significance of Africa for Russia's global strategy in mind, Moscow will do everything to overcome this setback. Lavrov's recent statement must be also seen in this context. The mercenary operations in Africa are an important tool in Russia's struggle against the West, in particular about gaining access to the vast natural resources in the region and in turn denying this access to the West. Therefore, it can be expected that after an in-depth analysis of this defeat, Moscow will deploy even more mercenaries and surveillance assets, including drones, to Mali. With regard to Ukraine, it seems to be that Ukrainian intelligence support was really very valuable for the Tuareg, because after this massacre, the government of Mali has severed diplomatic ties with Ukraine. I would say Ukraine is certainly able to provide lots of intelligence about Russian tactics, their weapons and equipment, including about weak points. But with regard to actionable intelligence on Russian mercenary operations, I'm not so sure. However, it might be possible that they are even able to provide such concrete intelligence by means of signal intelligence and human intelligence.